My grandpa kept a box in his attic for over 70 years. It contained his entire experience as a soldier during World War II. These are the letters he sent home. Hello, and welcome to Airmail from DIP. 9 p.m., September 28th, 1941, Sunday. Hi, folks. It's late, I know, and I should be in bed. But something very important to tell you about. I'm coming home! And sooner than you think, too. In fact, I'll be home exactly 2 weeks from the moment of this writing. Surprised? Yup. The furlough starts October 11th, as announced by the captain at last Friday's retreat. Boy, I'm really excited about the whole thing. The captain is going to arrange for special buses to popular spots like Chicago, Detroit, and New York. But there aren't enough fellows from Minneapolis to fill up a bus, so the best thing I could do is get a ride to the nearest large city, and then grab a fast train from there home. On a special bus to Chicago would cost me about $18, round trip, and would take about 30 hours to Chicago. I have decided that speed is more important to me than cost, so here's what I'm going to do. I've signed up with 7 fellows from the barracks, and we are renting a station wagon taxi, which will take us to Milwaukee for $25. It will make much better time than the bus as well. Of course, then I'll have to hop on the 400 or Zephyr to get home, but it shouldn't take long. We will be allowed from Saturday noon, October 11th, to Sunday evening, October 18th, about 8 short days in all. That isn't so much time, so you can see why the time element is so important to me. The 8 of us are going to see Captain about leaving Friday night. That will give us an extra 24 hours. Hope we can get it. But you know how the Army is. As far as money is concerned, I'm hurting. So, you will have to help me out a little. I need about $30. I hope you can get my money order for $15 that I sent home so that you can send it right back again. I hate to ask her so much, but if my furlough hadn't come up so soon, I might have had enough money to get home on my own. As it is, I won't need the whole $30, but I don't know how much the train fare will be. I guess it's always the best idea to have a little more money than not enough. I will be getting paid on the 6th, a week from next Monday, tomorrow. I will be getting the usual $21, less $1.50 for laundry, a net of about $19.50. That means I'll have about $50 to make the trip. That should be sufficient. Please send the money in a hurry, because I only have 2 weeks left here. Thanks. I don't know why the furlough was changed from the 26th to the 11th, but it is rumored that our training cycle has been shortened by 2 weeks. I guess they must be shoving us through to fill some vacancies created by all these 28-year-old men leaving. That's just one of my wild ideas. We never know the real reason for anything that goes on here. We don't even know what we're gonna do the next day down here. Everything is a military secret. Well, I don't see how you can arrange to meet me, seeing that I don't know exactly when I'm coming, but here's what I'll do. I'll write you as soon as I find out for sure, just when we will leave camp. When I find that out, I can just about estimate the time we'll hit Milwaukee. In the meantime, I want you to send me the data on the train schedule from Milwaukee to Minneapolis. Maybe I can figure out just which train I'll be likely to catch and let you know. I've written this in an awful hurry because it's late, and I must be heading for my bunk soon, so my apologies for the sloppily written letter. I guess I've said the important things, so I'll be off to bed. I'm assistant charge of quarters tomorrow, and I'll have to be up all night, so I need my sleep. The Sarge is CQ, and I'm going to be his assistant. Flanky? I'll have to run errands during the day, post the guard, make bed check, answer phones, etc. Good experience, though. Well, I'll see you soon then, and boy am I happy about that. Sure hope you're both okay, and get my bed ready, please. Not on the porch. So long till October 11th. Love, Private Dorrance. This project is created by me, Christian Olson, with audio production by my brother Eric at Olson Media. The piano music is performed and arranged by my other brother, Jonathan. For more information, follow along at airmailfromdip.com. And for more photographs, follow Airmail from DIP on Instagram.